Chazar zeichen the shabach chet kushagim v'em Yehuda mesechta beya daf chav zayin. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda nesi had a bechar with a mum. He sent it to Rabbi Ami on Yom Tov to determine if the mum was permanent. Rabbi Ami didn't want to examine it in accordance with what Rav Shimon said. Rav Zrika said, when there's a machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, we pass on to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda nesi then sent the bechar to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafek to examine, and the same scene repeated itself with him. Rabbi Abba asked Rav Zrika, why didn't you let the Rabbanan conduct themselves in accordance with Rav Shimon? Rav Zrika said, why do you think they should? Rabbi Abba answered, Because Rav Zeira said the halacha follows Rav Shimon. A Talmud who was there said, I wish I can go ask Rav Zeira myself. The Talmud went to Eretz Yisrael and asked Rav Zeira if he passed that way. He answered that he felt that Rav Shimon's shita made more sense and is quoted as being the view of the Chachamim in a Braisa, but he really never actually passed him that way. So the Gemara asks, how do we attack a paskin? Rabbi Yosef says we can learn that Rabbi Meir held like Rav Shimon, in which case Rabbi Yehuda is the minority opinion. We can learn this because Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah that if one wants to shecht a bechar, and afterwards, if one shechts a bechar, and afterwards has the mum examined, the animal cannot be eaten. We see that he holds that unlike checking for a treifa, a mum must be checked while still alive. We can determine from this that the mum examination establishes the permitted status, which is why it could not be done on Yom Tov, whereas the treifa examination just confirms kosher status, which is why it could be done on Yom Tov. Abaye asks, Rav Meir says the animal is usur in that Mishnah as a penalty for having shechted before the examination. It has nothing to do with the fact that it must be done while it's alive, so there should be no raya from there. The Gemara continues, Ami Avarda No was the Bechor examiner of the Nasi's house. He would not examine a Bechor on Yom Tov. When told about this, Rav Ami said he was actually acting properly. Rav Ami himself, Rav Gemara, would examine a Bechor on Yom Tov. So how could he say that it was proper not to examine? Whereas he would examine the Bechor before Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, he would only ask the owners how the mum came about and do that part of the investigation. Gemara says, we find that Rava did this as well. He once looked at a mum on Erev Yom Tov and then told the owner to come back the next day. When he returned, he asked him to give him the circumstances of how the mum came about. The owner explained that it happened on its own without even any indirect involvement by the owner, which we learn from a pasuk would be Asur. Zok the Mishnah, an animal that died on Yom Tov may not be moved because it's Muktzeh. Once happened that Rabbi Tarfon was asked regarding moving a dead animal and moving Chalad that had become Tomei. He asked in the Beis Medrash and was told that they both may not be moved. Fedek the Gemara, it seems that our Mishnah does not follow Rav Shimon because he says in a Braisa that a dead animal may be cut up for one's dog on Shabbos. Gemara says Rav Shimon would agree that if a healthy animal died, it would be Muktzeh. Since the person didn't have a mind to use it in this way, it may not be moved. In fact, Mar, there's a view that Rav Shimon allows the moving of healthy animals that died on Shabbos as well. Mar said, according to that view, we'll have to say that our Mishnah is discussing a dead animal of Kaddishim, which is Asr Bahano. This would also explain why the Mishnah discusses dead animals and Chala in the same statement, because both are Kaddishim. Chala is Kaddishim as well. Shekhmar, this would suggest that if it was not an animal of Kaddishim, it would be Mutter. Now, that does not work according to the view of Rav Shimon. According to the view that Rav Shimon says that a healthy animal that died may not be moved, Mar says, our Mishnah is discussing a sickly animal that is deathly ill. All would agree that when such an animal dies, it may be moved. Zok the Mishnah. On Yom Tov, one may not join into a group that was going to divide and purchase an animal that was to be shechted. However, one may join such a group on Erev Yom Tov, and the animal may then be shechted on Yom Tov and divided on Yom Tov. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, said, the Mishnah means to say that one may not set a price for the animal on Yom Tov. However, one may enter a group even on Yom Tov, as long as the price is not discussed. Zok the Gemara, how can the price be determined after Yom Tov? So yeah, so how could the price be determined after Yom Tov? So Rav said, on Yom Tov, the butcher brings a comparable animal and shows all of the group that the two animals are comparable. When all agree, he then goes ahead with shechting the one animal. The second animal is then given a value after Yom Tov, and payments for the shechted animal are made based on that value. A Braisa also says that the problem with joining into a group purchase on Yom Tov is only if money and value are discussed.